June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ live at Firehouse Number One. The Tolos continue to roll up. We got Vance and his son Luke. We got Blake from Firehouse Number Five up the street. We are at Firehouse Number One in Arlington on West Main. Ryan in Saxe. And then, man, it's really embarrassing when I can't read my own writing. Oh,
you're a doctor's son.
One of the Tolos is an architect working on the Cowboys stuff. So I thought that was very, very cool. We dropped our first of the show. So that's my shout out.
Yep. Shout out to Preston, too. I was just chatting with him. He was, I'm not going to say where he's working.
Ryan and Saxe was the architect.
I don't know if Preston was supposed to say he was working while he was here while he's on the clock. But yeah, shout out to Preston.
Choppy, college football kegger or college kegger in general here as we have another concert ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. And Bobby Bell has rigged the random Wednesday week.
No, it's fair. It's random.
Sounds like it. Something he's been working on, some devious Bobby project at 820.
It's a 2020 wheel spin.
You know it's, what I mean? I see what you did there. Yeah, I see what you did there, Bobby. Well done. All right, it is the college football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. Arch Manning, good in any hood. That is the headline that we have. He's 21-year-old, and he took a road trip with wide receiver Ryan Wingo, and they went back up to St. Louis. They went to the St. Louis area. Wingo hosted his first ever youth football skills camp. It's his hometown, so he goes up to St. Louis, and there's Arch. So a few of his teammates are there, Aaron Butler, DeAndre Moore, Colin Simmons. And you know, he said yes without any hesitation. What?
I get it. St. Louis, there's Arch. It was very
yes, the gateway to the West, or as they say. So here we go. Now, a couple of things here. All right. He goes back to Wingo's childhood block on Greer Avenue. Arch Manning stuck out like a sore thumb, they say. First off, it's the middle of summer in St. Louis, and there's Arch. Oh, what is he wearing? The standard Manning issue quarter zip.
Why don't they just come out with a clothing line of it?
They really should.
They really should.
They really should. And then, of course,
by the way, when I watched the video of this, and this shows you how video can fool you, Arch, to me, he looked short. What's his height, Bobby?
He's not 6'5". No,
there's no way he's 6'5".
He's not 6'5", I don't think. I think he's like 6'3".
He didn't seem 6'3" to me in that video.
6'4" is what he's listed.
6'4"? Okay.
But they usually give you an inch of college, so I was right again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of how, if you know, Eli, Peyton, Cooper. Cooper was, when I met him at the Super Bowl, he was quite large. There's obviously another very obvious difference here between Arch and everybody else that was at this cookout. But they say Arch Manning can handle it, and he was a hit. Everybody loved him. And this is fantastic. This is what teammates, leaders do. You go, you be uncut. You go be in place that you've never been before. You wear quarter zips in the middle of June in St. Louis, one of the most humid places in America.
Disgusting.
And you ingratiate yourself to your teammates. You help your teammates out. Your teammates got a youth football camp. It's like, I'm not going to be your team. I'm going to be your friend, and I'll be there.
Oh, I will say it does seem like all the Mannings were, like, raised right.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're awesome. What I can't help but notice was, didn't that just sound a little bit like R.J. Choppy advocating for culture?
I know!
That's what that sounded like.
Kind of am. I do advocate for that, Bobby.
That sounded like you were thinking culture makes a difference. Showing up makes a difference.
You're growing. You're evolving.
It can't. I think from a teammate perspective, it can't hurt to be, when you're the quarterback, to be friends with everybody. That's why Dak won the locker room in 2016.
Yeah, because the other guy was not necessarily friends with everybody.
Or anybody other than, like, two guys, right? It was DeMarco and Witten, mm-hmm. It seemed like. You know, they were the ones that were going on the trips to Duke. You know, it felt very cliquish. And then Dak comes in there, and everybody's his friend.
Well, look, culture didn't – I'm not going to say it didn't work. It didn't jump out to me with Michael's Bulls, you know, as I was rewatching Last Dance.
Right.
Yeah. And Steve Kerr, like, Michael didn't have Steve Kerr's phone number when he punched him in the face. He had to call the practice center, get them to connect to Steve, and everyone's like, we couldn't really talk to Michael off the practice court. He was so famous. So we didn't hang out with Michael, and Michael was a hard ass, you know, who was grilling everybody.
Which culture obviously can mean different things. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to mean, like...
Meanwhile, they do give Phil the credit for the culture of...
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessarily like a summer camp, right? Like, I mean, it can mean, like, you know, a certain standard can just be your culture and you know, accountability and different things like that. Everybody's trying to achieve different things. Michael Irvin loves this Schottenheimer culture, right? And he's talked about how much he loves it. You would not say that the Cowboys locker rooms in the 90s looked like the Cowboys locker room today. So, I mean, he clearly thinks that that's an acceptable version of it, even if it isn't quite what they
had. I'm still a little bit surprised. Cover your ears, Longhorn fans. I'm still a little bit surprised that Arch has kind of been put atop all the Heisman boards.
Well, there's, I mean,
now, I know there's a hype factor.
There's a hype factor.
I mean, based upon what he has done.
Yeah, it's all projection.
Is that hedging too?
Yeah, it might be, because
I imagine Vegas is gonna have to take on a lot of money with him.
Yeah, probably.
Which one of us you think most accepted at the cookout?
I mean, if it's about like wearing
quarter
clothing
zips
that's too hot, then it's me. Like I would, it's me with my. Which one of us has been to more cookouts? Do you think?
Probably me.
Not just me.
I don't know.
The answer is me. It's not even close.
That's true. I did see your
Cambridge
video.
Especially after you saw where I'm from.
I did. I saw your Cambridge video over the weekend. We're going to maybe hear more about that at some point.
Diego Pavia.
Who?
Who? Who? Sean Shreve's favorite quarterback. Completed a grand total of 8 passes in the game against Tennessee.
Here we go.
Yeah.
My godson of Vanderbilt, his quarterback. That's my quarterback.
You better hope he isn't the only complete 8 passes in a game.
Yeah, not the best thrower.
He says, and he was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, he said an SEC team offered him what to go transfer?
How much after the year was the portal blowing up for you on potential teams wanting you to come be the quarterback for them at a different school?
A lot. It was
probably
less
nuts.
It was less reaching out to me. It was like more reaching out to like my brothers and my family and stuff.
Was there a dollar amount that you heard that was like, holy shit?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to share, but like anywhere from like 4 to 4.5.
To leave and go somewhere else?
To leave.
What conference?
SEC.
Checks
Ooh,
out.
In conference.
Any Big Transfer. Ten teams trying to get you?
You want
to
play with the best. You don't want to play with the Big Ten.
Some cats, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he said you ignore those calls from the Big Ten. He said you don't even answer.
Dang, shots fired.
Shots fired. So people are speculating where it was. I mean, it could have been Auburn. Oklahoma got Mateer he was from Washington State. He was a tremendous transfer, but they were in need of a quarterback. Tennessee later was, but that was probably after they had run out of their money because they had already gone through the portal. But this late in the game, you know, I don't know where it was going to go. This is the thing. This is the new era of college football because there is – now, you can't – if you transfer to an SEC school in the SEC, you got to sit out a year. There's that rule. I just hate the poaching. You don't poach in conference. That's a family. You don't poach for family, okay? You never poach. It's Bush League. Bush League. But there's Diego Pavia. Could have got $4.5 million to leave to go to another SEC school.
And he took a shot at you.
Yeah, why are you so angry? Why are you making such a point of how many passes?
What did he say?
Oh, did he not even see this? He was just taking... Oh, you're about to take more shots at this kid. Peyton, play the other clip from Bustin' with the Boys.
You guys don't read the cut sheet either? Diego, in addition to my email, no cut sheet either?
Diego Pavia talking with Bustin' with the Boys about Vanderbilt's about to take over.
Oh, Vanderbilt's going to run Tennessee after this year. Like, this is going to be the new staple of, like, college football is going to happen here at Vanderbilt.
Do any of you and the boys ever, like, talk about that? Like, we got to be the state school.
Well,
we're in Nashville, Tennessee. In the Music City. Like, we need to be the brand of Tennessee.
Everyone wants to come to Tennessee because of Nashville. So they want to come to Nashville, so Vanderbilt. And then when we have, like, the most money in NIL, like, why not come here? So, like, we literally just have to win this year and throughout the rest of the year. It'll take care of itself.
You think Vandy will have the most money in the game? Or
I think we'll be up there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's Nashville.
That's right! That's right! Rise of power! We're not just nerds anymore.
That's right. There you go. Vanderbilt, look, they had a great year. Their win total is 3 in Vegas.
What?
3. That's their win total over-under.
3?
3. Mm-hmm. 3.
Okay, so that's Bama, and what are the other two?
Charleston Southern, Utah State.
Shut up, Mike.
Georgia State. their conference games this year. Well, they play Virginia Tech on the road.
They already beat them last year.
Conference games this year at South Carolina, LSU at home at Bama, Missouri at home at Texas, Kentucky at home, Auburn at home at Tennessee.
Hey, let's go to the Texas game.
I'm going.
Well, thanks for the invite.
November 1st.
Yeah, I'm going. The family's flying in, taking the road trip.
Yeah.
First Texas game ever.
Wait. Never mind. I was thinking it was in Nashville. But that'd be fun. You've never been, right? You've never been to Austin for a game.
Not for a game.
No, I haven't either.
Have you? You haven't?
No, not for Texas. I've been to the Cotton Bowl for the OU Texas.
Have you spent much time in Austin, period?
I've gone 2 or 3 times. I don't love it.
It is such a bizarre vibe. But like, because I mean, everybody thinks it really is like equal parts like Portland and Nashville and Dallas, and like, it's really weird, the whole vibe of the city that exists.
I didn't love the person I went with either.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Did you at least tell her that?
He's a tool. It was a dude. Uh-oh. Took a weekend trip. Ended up being a tool.
Wow, very romantic.
Yeah.
The Big Ten and the SEC met to revamp the college football playoff, and all they did was grow further apart. The Big Ten wants 4 automatic bids, and they want the SEC to get 4 automatic bids, and then 2, 2, 1, and then 3 at large when they move to 16. The SEC has had an about-face. They originally wanted 4. Now they want just 1. And they want all 5 conferences to get 1 bid and then 11 at large. So you could get 11, or you could get 0.
Dear God, the complaining and crying that conference will do when their, like, 10th team doesn't get in if it's at large. I am so sick of this conference. Texas needs to secede. SEC wanting to do the 1. Like, the only reason they're in favor of the 1 now is because they're like, oh, we won't be capped. We'll be able to collect 10. So they will cry every year at the at-large.
No. So you don't think it's way worse to guarantee 4?
No, I think it's bad either way. I'm saying the only reason SEC is flipping on it now is because the point was raised to them just, well, you cap yourself at 4. And so I'm saying,
I'll
deal with them being cut out of it. That's fine to me. But they will, at the end of it, start complaining that they didn't get 10 teams in.
You cap yourself at 7 because there's 3 at large still at the back end.
So they think they can get
8.
They believe they can get 8 or more, which is silly. Which,
yeah, I mean, I guess they do believe that. It's at least a possibility. I just want the best teams in. I don't care. I don't think you need to have a limited.
I agree.
So if it's 5 plus 11, I think that's the better way to go.
College Kegger with Ralph James Choppy Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ on the road in Arlington, Firehouse number 1 with the fan bucket hats, brought to you by Whataburger, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. It is a Wheel Spin Wednesday on the Fan Cam.
What?
Oh, well,
what the hell?
What do you know? Look at that.
What?
Way back Wednesday 1.
That's
every option.
You can't do that.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No,
it's not. It's a way back Wednesday 1, which means next segment, I pull up all the receipts of Sean and RJ's high school
time. What? No!
Yay!
Yo, kid. Stop clapping.
Yeah.
That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Wednesday Firehouse stop in Arlington Firehouse number one, as they gave us these sweet hats. I already changed my hat out.
Me too.
That's an awesome hat.
I love it. The Firehouse gave us these hats. They're great. Also gave us some shirts here, which are fantastic. It's been a good time. We're all out of bucket hats.
And
they're all gone.
All gone. And Whataburger just dropped off brand new collectible cups.
Yep. These are two of the 12 that they have coming out. So
on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube, if you want to check them out.
These are going to get snatched up by Kristen when she gets here at some point, I'm sure.
Oh,
so
baby.
I won't actually get to keep those, but still.
And Tolo Sebastian stopped by.
He did. This is Sebastian from the famous Cat and Sebastian, the wedding that I attended in December, the
yes.
Tolo wedding.
That you didn't know. You didn't know him. Hadn't met.
And yet they're still naming their baby after me, which is on the way in December. They just announced that they're having a baby.
Roberto?
Yeah, Roberto. I told him Bobby. They could
yeah,
do
Bobby.
Y if
Bobby,
it's a boy,
you could do either one.
I.E.
Yeah.
if it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he's actually working, doing some stuff with Fraser Roofs and Gutters now. So it's all my worlds colliding. It was meant to be.
All right, well, apparently me and Choppy's world is going to collide with you rigging the wheel spin.
Yeah,
I did no such thing. Fate just took it there. So, yeah, let's take a trip down memory lane. I got a subscription to newspapers.com recently by accident. It's a long story.
By accident.
It's a long story.
What other website could be as old and extinct and antique as newspapers.com?
Oh, that's a great question.
CDplayer.net.
It's proved quite useful because I was able to find lots of newspaper clippings from the state of Maryland and the state of New Jersey from 30 years ago.
So yes, thank you, 30 years ago.
Let's take a trip down memory lane. We're going to start with RJ Choppy.
All right.
We all appreciate the humor Chop brings to the table. Well, as it turns out, he's been preparing for this role his whole life. I take you back to May 13th, 1997, in a copy of the Central New Jersey News, which reads... The coach, Charlie Olenek, I guess is his
Olenek.
Name. Olenek.
Olenek,
okay. He's describing to them the
the Caddyshack vibes on their golf team. And he says, our bus trips are crazy, Olnick said. As a 49-year-old, it's a little loud for me. You'd like to think they're thinking about what they're going to do on the golf course, but they never seem to be planning for the round. And who's the lead on that? Senior RJ Choppy is the lead comedian, and he has a very encouraging audience. As long as nobody falls out of the bus and they keep doing what's necessary to get ready, why change?
Wow.
What a comedian. Were you just doing material all the way back then on the bus?
Nonstop. We would stop. We'd always get them to stop for, for McDonald's, food, whatever, or bathroom breaks and all that. And it was you try to house as much food as possible. The burps, the farts,
all
you could do on the bus. Showing the bat, if you know. They were fun. They were fun bus
rides.
Feels
like that's like a Rodman description. Like as long as he gets the job done, I'll let him keep goofing off. I'll let him keep going to Vegas and doing drugs.
We'll hear in some future ones here he was not getting
doing
the job
now laters.
Choppy was not getting the job done consistently enough. I've said time and again that the birth of Ava was going to be great for Sean. I said it was going to soften him up a little bit. It was going to change.
It's great for my insurance and my medical bills.
It turns out Sean didn't need any softening. I'll take you back to August 10th, 1999, a write-up from the award-winning The Star Democrat in Maryland. Honoring the
boys. I already don't like the newspaper.
First team tennis player of the year. An undefeated singles player? You were undefeated?
Try to tell you.
I didn't know you were undefeated. That's very impressive.
This mixed doubles thing has been labeled on me. That was just one tournament. I did not play mixed doubles in my high school career. I never would have done that. Too much shame. It was one tournament. I was undefeated, I believe, in my 4 years.
We'll get to the mixed doubles. This is what your coach, Bill Busick. Is that
Bill Busick.
This is what Bill
Legend.
Had to say.
He said, I think 18 or 19 in a row undefeated seasons. He's like the Maryland Hall of Fame.
He says, Sean is a very special young man, and I'm going to miss him a lot. This is when you were leaving as a senior. Tennis really brought him into the community. He's a born leader.
Look at that.
The kids like him. I remember one time, this is the softening. I remember one time we had a young man who had lost a match and was off in a corner really upset. Sean called him out of the blue because he knew what he was going through and just told that kid to hang in there. He didn't have to do that. But he knows this game can be tough at times.
Look at
my
that.
Thing is, you don't know what he's going through because you were undefeated.
Yeah,
so
I
that
didn't,
loser.
The game couldn't be tough for me.
Do you remember who you called? Do you remember what his name was?
No idea. No idea.
Could you name how many of your teammates can you name?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't remember us really. I mean, we didn't lose really that much, so I don't.
That's enough flattery. You're a comedian. You're nice. Okay, whatever. All right, let's.
There's a photo of like us, like our team photo. And I went through it the other day, and I was like, there's like half these people I just don't remember.
Yeah, I think I can name all of them.
Oh, I can. I'll remind you of some of these, Chop. Do you remember the Trenton Scroths and a game one day in June of 1997 at Wetzel Field?
I have no idea. No.
Trenton had trailed Choppy's Princeton squad 5-1 in the sixth before Choppy and his reliever Chris Butts.
Oh, Big Butts. We called him Big Butts.
Big Butts and a
kid. Oh, Big Butts.
Walked six straight batters.
I walked six straight batters?
You took part. You walked the first three, and then he walked the next three.
Oh,
they allowed five runs to lose the game without giving up a single hit in the inning.
Yeah, okay. So
you're going to be in the Rangers pen.
Yeah, Tommy Parker was the coach that
four and a third with six walks to two strikeouts from you that
day. I wasn't a strikeout guy. Tommy Parker pulled me, and he said, he goes, we're going to get you out of here with a win. That's what he said. He
goes, that's a great line.
He said, he waddles his big butt out there, and he goes, good game, man. We're going to get you out of here with a win.
That's the best pitching change line I've ever heard.
And I was like, fine. I walk out there, and then a few the three people that were in attendance, a little round of applause. But I don't remember the walk of three in a row. If I did, I would have seen. Oh, I get why.
Was your dad crazy? Dad in the stands? Would he have been yelling or say something to you afterwards?
Yeah, he would have been. I don't think he was there that game because he was probably traveling. But boy, I'll tell you what he would do. He would scream at the umpire. Scream!
I believe it.
Hey, I thought you have arthritis in that arm. That's why they call it strikes.
Choppy Dangerfield.
Yeah.
So, Sean, I didn't know you played soccer. What position did you play?
Goalie. Well, the leader.
The one position on a soccer field where you need your hands. Your coach said,
that's why we suck.
Let's have Sharif do it.
Well, September 15th, 1998, the undefeated Cambridge boys soccer team was not going to be undefeated much longer. Sean manning the net against Queen Anne's County High, and you guys got pummeled 3-0. You made 10 saves, 10 on 13 shots. That's not a great percentage. But those hands were still a problem even when you got your saves. As the Star Democrat notes, David Hinton sent a crossing shot that Cambridge goalie Sean Sharif was just barely able to knock down with a sprawling save. And then they make sure to note, the ball briefly squirted from Sharif's grasp.
Yeah.
But Queen Anne's player was able to actually make a play by the time regained control. So just the ball was too
big. Like Barkley, the elbows. These are all positive highlights so far. 3-0. I thought it was going to be like 6 or 7-0. That would have been embarrassing.
We're going to come back around on you. We talked about Choppy's 6 walks. I think 6 is just an unlucky number for Chop. Chop, do you recall the 1997 Group 1 tournament at Rutgers?
Yes, I do. It was one of the better rounds tournament. I was a gagger, man. I was a big-time choke artist.
Heard that.
It was one of the better rounds of golf I played in a tournament, yeah.
I'll quote from the Central New Jersey News to refresh you then.
Hey, you better mark that, Peyton.
Choppy said he missed 6 2-foot par putts.
Damn!
But was able to maintain his composure. And here's the cliche athlete quote from Chop.
6 2-footers?
We all know we can play and do what it takes to win. One bad hole isn't going to kill you. 5 or 6 bad holes might.
Is it quoted 5 or 6 miles?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that was I finished third. I think I was 2 strokes back, and I wound up missing 6 putts for par. It was 2 may have been an exaggeration. It was more like 3.5 to 4 feet.
What made you go down this rabbit hole, Bobby?
I was trying to find something for Bassick, and then when I realized just how much information I could find out about all of you, I was like, yeah, this is fun. Let's do this. So we are taking a look back at Sean and RJ's high school career as told through their local newspapers. Let's fast forward a little bit to 2006. Pretty happening place, apparently, in Cambridge, Maryland, was a place called Great Slates. Specifically on Thursday nights, I guess, Sean, as I learned from a 2006 edition, you were the Thursday night host of Ladies Night at Great Slates in Cambridge, Maryland. Do you even remember getting this gig?
No.
Did it not last very long?
It was like a radio station deal. So it's like doing a remote.
Okay.
So it was like part of the radio station, maybe my country music days, and it's like, all right, they're gonna advertise. I did not go out there as a random Jonathan Shipman DJ to try to start some career with my record players. That was part of the radio station gig. Great Slates, that was the horse track. It was set up next to a off track betting.
OTB.
OTB
baby.
Was fantastic with pool tables. That was one of 2 spots to go party.
It was a steamy July 1997 evening when RJ Choppy's Princeton baseball squad had those punks from West Windsor Plainsboro on the ropes. Until all hell broke loose.
Did they write punks in the article?
That's what I say. The Times of Trenton detailed what happened in a headline they called The Miracle Comeback from WWP. Princeton had been up 7-2 in the 7th before they gave up 5 runs to tie it at 7. Bottom of the 8th inning, Charlie King gets a 2-out double. They go, no, Charlie, you're not fast enough. You're out of there. We're putting Choppy in there. So Choppy gets brought into pinch run. Rich Wright at the plate. He manages to reach on an error. But the inning ends when Choppy gets greedy, thinking the Rangers are playing defense and he can score from second, and he's thrown out rounding third. Again, sending into a tie. The game went into extras, and Chop actually came on in relief, and he allowed the inherited runner to score, and Princeton goes down in defeat.
So I was on
So you're on the wrong end of the miracle comeback.
Yes.
Both times, yeah. So I was on second base. They put me in on second base, and there's 2 outs. He hits a ground ball. I think it was to short. I'm able to get by the ball, and I don't stop at third. I just keep going. I'm like, they're making the play. They're throwing to first. I'm going to bet that I could beat the throw. Well, about halfway there, I realize I am not beating this throw, so I stop. I run back. The catcher drops the ball. I would have scored if I just kept going. I remember this like it was yesterday. I would have scored if I just kept going, and they get me going back to third. Very disappointed in myself.
Since Sean says these haven't been bad enough.
Yeah, I'm dominating this.
Let's take a look back at your state title that you won. Go ahead and jump.
Yeah, that'll be real embarrassing.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Go ahead and jump to 9 on these pictures for me, Aiden.
Oh,
so we got Sean and his doubles partner. There's mixed doubles partner Brooke, which is very nice.
Did you?
I struck out.
Sean was.
That's my biggest high school failure.
Sean was a big cliche guy.
So her racket's bigger than
yours. We're going to sit out with that. After he won, Sean gave the quote,
I don't think it's really set in yet. It's just a lot of hard work that paid off. He gave the cliche athlete quote, talking about the nerves. He said earlier, it was like the nerves were getting to me before the match. But he settled in there. Here's the thing that I found out. Brooke was really the alpha of this team, apparently. After the opening set, according to the Star Democrats, 6-1, Brooke and Sharif fell behind 2-3, then battled to 3-3. That's when Brooke delivered a message to her partner. Do you remember what she told you?
No.
I told him, I'm not playing three sets. And then Sean says, it was three all of the second set. She said, you might as well do something because I'm not playing the third set.
And you see, that must mean I took control.
Took control.
And so, well, did you take control? Because here's what I found out. You guys played an unorthodox style as a mixed doubles team, didn't you?
How do you play unorthodox?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I'll
boy to girl.
Pickleball?
You flipped the traditional roles. So they said, look, we just needed Sean to hit it. Whereas, Sean doesn't hit as hard as Brooke, but he didn't have to.
God.
He just has to put it where they are.
That's bad.
So they said, look, we had to flip it up a little bit because Sean didn't have as much power as Brooke, so we had to play them in an unorthodox style, but Sean can place it anywhere on the court.
Wow. And they said, I bet he didn't miss two overhead smashes the whole match. That's phenomenal. No errors.
That's ridiculous. That's a bad
ending. Know, it's not all about power.
You know what? This is just newspaper. There's one audio clip you need to hear real fast, though, Sean, because this is discovered in the archives recently. Peyton, do you have that audio clip that I've been saving up for
a couple weeks? Oh, I got
it. I got it for me.
Yeah, the judge said, boy, just one more.
Sean's back.
I'm gonna throw your ass in the city joint. Look me in the eye, said, you get my point? I said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on and rise me up for 125. Post my face, wanted dead or alive.
So
take my license, all that.
I'm not that mad or embarrassed over this because that happened here. This was a song that we recorded for the great Brian Purdy, our general manager, and we all got involved in it. So I thought you were going to get something way back, but no, not good. That two bad endings for me. Two horrible, horrific endings to end the segment. Screw you, Bobby Bell.
Yeah.
No applause, man. No applause out there.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit of Cowboys buy or sell. Bobby's going to read a statement about the boys. Y'all tell us if you're buying or selling on the Home of America's team next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, it is the middle of June. So you know what that means.
Everybody loves lists. It's time for lists.
And that's what we're doing today. We're doing some Cowboys buy or sell for the 2025 regular season here on 105.3 The Fan as we do Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We're also here doing the Firehouse Tour. We're out in Arlington at 401 West Main Street. And we got some shout-outs from the last commercial break. Parker, little baby Parker, with his parents Rachel and Colby came through. And then we just had Philip, who had talked to you on you were talking to him on Twitter yesterday with his kids Levi, Jackson, and Aria.
Asked if it was fan-friendly. Yeah, man. Come out here and check out the fire trucks.
Yeah, my kid is sitting in the front seat of a fire truck right now.
So, wow, okay.
It's a good time.
It's better than the back seat.
It's what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Hey, Rube, there you go. Speaking of lists and everybody loving lists.
Everybody loves lists.
I'm going to request Chris Arnold having a list tomorrow.
You're going to have to.
It's me and CA.
Oh!
Tomorrow. We may call it, I don't know what we're going to call the show, but he is in with for
CNC.
You guys. The CNC Sports Factory.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Music Factory. Maybe we call it that one. But me and Chris Arnold rolling 6 to 10 tomorrow.
Nice.
Look at that. All right, we're going to do some Cowboys buy or sell here. It's obviously a simple concept. I will list something out, a statement for you, state it as fact, and then you just tell me if you're buying or selling that as a fact. And I got one for every position group on the team. So we'll kick things off here. The increase in reps for Brevin Spanford in offseason practices means second-rounder Luke Schoonmaker is on the bubble heading into training camp.
Buy.
Time to show up?
Yeah. I mean, again, now the Spanford reps were a little deceiving, I think, in what it meant for Ferguson. So maybe it works the other way as well, what it means for Schoonmaker. But I haven't heard you say anything on or off the record that's glowing about Luke Schoonmaker whatsoever. So what has been holding him back the most?
Talent.
I mean, honestly, he's not shown he can play football at a decent level consistently. Like, he had traits coming out. I thought he was going to be good. He has not been good at this point. I had a miss on that one. Chop, buy or sell?
So this would be year three for him?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing that I could say is that we've seen it sometimes where one person's getting all these reps, and they're just seeing if they can do it before getting rid of them, and they already know about the other guy. But I don't think that's the case. Was it Dan Bailey that one year we just like Dan was out of nowhere. They just cut him. They just kept giving
Maher
all these reps
at the end of the preseason.
And they're just like, and we're out of nowhere. They just cut Bailey. But I agree with Sean.
How long has Spanford been around?
This would be year
last
three.
Last year was his first year. This is year three for Schoonmaker, year two for Spanford.
Yeah. Not good for Schoon.
Next one here, as we do Cowboys buy or sell. The Cowboys offense will be as good or as bad as Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton are.
I would buy that, but I think you need to include the entire line.
I think I'm just assuming a baseline level of play from Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Guyton, or Tyler Booker, that makes me say, I know.
But why are you assuming the Booker play after Guyton last year?
Because Booker is, like Guyton was a raw player coming out, Booker is not. Booker is kind of like a baseline. So the variance is not very wide.
Okay.
Guyton and Steele, the variance could be super poor or really good.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on how they click.
I can buy that.
Chop, you're selling, though.
Repeat it so I can hear the exact phrasing.
The Cowboys' offense will be as good or as bad as Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton.
Well, the number one thing I would say is Dak health.
Which is tied to that probably in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so I'll buy it.
Yeah, I guess I will buy it.
Because you have Tyler Booker making the Pro Bowl.
Yes, I do. I would do. It would have to be the entire O-line, but yeah.
Next one here on Cowboys Buy or Sell. Unless Miles Sanders or Javonte Williams shows themselves to be significantly better, the Cowboys should just start Jaden Blue and not waste time with mid-tier veterans.
Sell.
You're out on that one?
I mean, I haven't heard you say anything about Jaden Blue at practice.
Right, and that's why I would say, like, the idea being here is that just find out what Jaden Blue is, because you already know generally what Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams are.
Nah, we can start off with the vets, and then we can give the young kid looks, unless you're absolutely in love with Jaden Blue.
I have not been. He's been
but
fine.
Coming out of college, prospect.
Okay, he went on day three for a reason. He's got a big fumble issue, but, I mean, he does a lot of different things for them
he's
as a receiver.
He's got juice, right?
Yeah, he's fast.
I would not let Jaden Blue anywhere near the field in the preseason, and I would roll with him week one, game one, snap one.
So you're buying.
Yeah, I want fresh legs at that position.
Next one here on Cowboys Buy or Sell. If Dak Prescott misses significant time due to injury, the Cowboys absolutely have to acquire his eventual replacement next spring.
Sell. They already have. Joe Milton.
That's a gamble.
I'll buy. I'm done with Dak if this is a disastrous injury season. I'm over and done with it. Figure out a way to get out of it or have him sit there on the bench like Deshaun Watson's going to do with the acquired replacement.
Yeah, move on. I agree.
I agree.
You agree.
If he gets hurt again.
Bobby Bell agrees.
If he gets hurt for a significant amount of time, like, I still think he's a good player, but it's like, all right, if you're not going to be available, you've got injury issues that we need to start adjusting.
Yeah.
So I need to look at his contract real quick. Hang tight. So
I'll probably tell you, he's probably got a tattooed on his lower back.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to sell. You can't.
It doesn't mean you move on from him next year. You start.
Cleveland's doing it.
You acquire his replacement.
Yeah, Cleveland is doing it.
I didn't say, they can't move on.
Yeah, that's why I said acquire his replacement. Like, you start
now
figuring out how to get him.
Nope. Okay. Nope. I'm not getting his replacement until he's off the books and you can take advantage of the 4-year window. Or
right.
5-year window.
I can see it.
Because he's going to have a cap hit. I mean, for crying out loud, if you were to cut him right now, it's a $180 million dead cap hit. Is that right?
Yeah,
and then next year, it's $130
million. You got to.
No one's talking about cutting him.
Oh, I know, but like,
he's got to sit over there and rot.
To me, you're not doing the system right if you get his replacement and sit him.
And I'll add on to it, if he gets hurt again, that's probably as high as you're drafting.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The rookie quarterback season could be bad, too. But theoretically, you have a bad record and higher pick to get the quarterback.
Next one here on Cowboys Buy or Sell. Last one on the offense. If the Cowboys are running a true meritocracy, Kevontae Turpin should just be the team's third receiver.
Sell. I don't know. Kevontae Turpin has earned the third wide receiver spot. I always said Kamonte Turpin was underutilized, underused, and just get the ball in his hands. That's what a coach is supposed to do. The man is electric. He's terrifying in any time he gets the ball, but he has obvious severe limitations.
Yeah.
So, no, he shouldn't just be given the third wide receiver role. But get him creative touches, which I'm hearing Schottenheimer is going to do.
Creative, not necessarily make him the three, but be creative with him. He's cute. He's fun. He's fun to watch, right? It's a cute little toy.
I can argue Jalen Tolbert has earned the three.
Well, and that would be kind of...
Because of the touchdown catches.
Yeah, that would be kind of like the... Like, do you think Tolbert has done enough to, like, reverse the bust label at this point? To be like, all right, you can confidently run with him.
Maybe not. Bust might be harsh, but... I'm not excited about Jalen Tolbert yet. Are you?
No. I mean, I think he flashed a little bit last year, and losing Dak hurt him more than it hurt probably any of the other receivers. But, yeah, I think that Turpin will be in a competitive spot. It's really hard to run out there with CD playing in the slot frequently and then still putting Turpin on the field consistently too. Next one here, as we look at defense, Cowboys buy or sell. There's nothing left to learn about Mozzie Smith. We know who he is.
Ooh.
Year three, just like Luke Schoonmaker.
I'll lean towards buying it. Even though I can hear Jerry Jones for the 50th time saying, Tom Landry told me he got to wait 3 years. I don't know whether that was for an O-lineman or what position it was.
I think it was D-line.
The thing that's contributing the most in my mind to saying this is Mozzie's body language at training camp. Now, again, that's a very small observation. I'm not out there in Frisco every day like Bobby. But I will. He had some flashes last year.
Yeah,
he did.
He had a couple really. It seemed like every game he played against the NFC East, he was awesome.
Shouldn't Eberflus be better for him? With the emphasis on D tackle.
Yeah, if they plan on using him more like a traditional three, a one technique, a nose guard, not necessarily. But yeah, I mean, he's got traits where they could probably have him be competitive as a three.
What's your answer?
I know what he is. He's a C player at best. At best.
Bobby?
Yeah, I think we know.
Is it more internal? Is that the problem?
Yeah, because, I mean, he physically looks good. And we've seen him. He flashes. A player who flashes, that says there's something wrong that's making them not a consistent football player that is broken. All right, next one here on Cowboys by Yourself. With so much pass rush ability among their edge rushers, finishing outside the top 10 in sacks would be coaching malpractice.
No, because you went through the Eberflus sack stats. And I'm excited but not greatly confident about this group of pass rushers. Give me a name besides Micah Parsons
Dante Fowler.
Sam Williams is a huge question mark.
Yeah, he is.
Nealon is not for sure. Ezeraku is a rookie. So, no, I can't say it's malpractice because there's questions.
Sure.
There are questions.
There's more unproven than proven.
Sure. Like Fowler is obviously proven to be what he is, which isn't Micah, but he's proven as a good pass rusher. Micah is what Micah is. And then you've got what you know are traits, though, with the other three.
Yeah.
And so traits with two solid guys should equate to, you would think, top 10 production.
You would think, but Marshawn Nealon hasn't done anything, and Sam Williams hasn't really done anything, and obviously Ezeraku is not.
I would say finishing outside the top 10 in pressures.
Okay.
You know, just because the sack is, it's great to get, but the pressure's almost equally as important. Because a lot of pressure can lead to turnovers. But, yeah, I would say outside the top 10 of pressures.
All right, and we'll do one more here, again, on the defensive side of the ball, and this is Cowboys by herself. If last year's third-rounder Marist Liafau can't start ahead of no-name veteran Jack Sanborn and journeyman Kenneth Murray, there's something seriously wrong.
If Liafau can't start ahead of the other two?
Mm-hmm. Murray, who's a journeyman and considered a first-round bust, Sanborn, who was an undrafted free agent 3 years ago, and the Cowboys scooped up.
And Liafau was what round pick?
Third.
No, I think that's a little harsh. I saw some decent flashes from Marist last year. I'm not down on him.
Right, and that's what I would say. If he's shown you those flashes, seriously, and you've got two guys who don't seem like starting linebackers.
Yeah, but you gave Murray, I don't remember what the money was.
They traded for him, and they signed Sanborn.
Yeah, I don't have to. I'll sell.
I sell too. Like, I mean, I think Murray has been kind of impressive at camp during these camp periods. And Sanborn is an Eberflus guy, so I get it. I understand it.
Yeah, again, I don't think there's something wrong there because, like you said, different scheme, different coaches that were a part of that draft. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All right. And that's your Cowboys buy or sell.
From our insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, who's got the family out here. In Arlington, Firehouse number 1, 401 West Main. We got the fan bucket hats. They are gone, though. Whataburger, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers responsible for today's broadcast with the Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
We got 1 hour left. After last night, do we have a brand new dynasty in sports? And we give away another pair of concert tickets before Brett Boone joins us at 9:20 here on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.